The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shvilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Tainis Chavdala Maralov brings down the famous story of Elazar Ishbirsa, that the Gaboy Yitzchak used to get from him tons of money all the time. He used to give them whatever he had. One time there was a Yosem Yisayma that they needed money for, and he gave them whatever he had, and all he had left was one zuz, which he needed obviously for his daughter. And the Gemara says that they bought with the zuz some chitim, and they put the chitim in the silo. And lo and behold, the Eibishter made a huge nest, a big miracle happened, and the silo filled up till the gills with chitim. So she came running to the Beis Medrash to tell her father about the wonderful nest that Oyavcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did for you. And he said, Ha'avoyda harein hektash alecha ve'inlecha behem elke echad me'aniyah Yisrael. And Rashi says the reason why he forbade her to enjoy these chitim was because of Mishum Demaisa Nisim Hu. Also la'odam lihonis mimaisa nisim. Kedamar la'el v'moisim le'nes menachal le'mischi yosef. The famous phrase, also lihonis mimaisa nisim, when it's not allowed to enjoy miraculous happenings, comes from this Rashi, also lihonis mimaisa nisim. And there's a lot to discuss about this concept, but I just wanted to discuss a few horrors. Number one, for example, the Gemara in Yumad Aflametesim at Beis tells us that when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi says that he planted kol mini megodim shel zov, and fruits used to grow from them, and the Kohanim used to get parnasa from these golden fruits, which was obviously an outright miracle, and still we see that the Kohanim used to be enjoying them. What happened to this concept of Osir L'Honis V'Mais HaNisim? So I found that the Tiferes Yisrael, in the end of the third parak in Midos, asks this question, and he says, "Tzarech loymer d'shas adchak shani, u'kayyotzibay matzino harbe mekaymis b'shas." Let's try to learn up a little bit. What are these harbe mekaymis b'shas, and what exactly is the explanation why suddenly the iser of lihonis mimaisanisim becomes mutar b'shas adchak? It's worth mentioning similarly that the Beis Tefengel on the Chafei Meralef over here in Tainis and the Gilyani Hashas discusses this concept, and he says a similar answer that aniyim are allowed to be nana from maisanisim. That's the Lashon HaGemara over here. In any event, we have to understand, what is it about Aniyah Yisrael or Shas Adchak that is Matar the Yisr? The Gemara in Sanhedrin Samachayim Adbeis tells us, and Samach Zayinim Adbeis also over there, that Rav Chiya and Rav Aishi every single Friday used to be Isaac and Sefer Yitzir and create an Egel Tulsa, which they would eat on Shabbos Kodesh. L'chayra, what happened to the din of Osu Lehonis and Mais and Nisim? The Yavits over there ask this question. Not only that, but there's also a Gemara where she was complaining that she doesn't have enough money in Kedushin Daf Mem Amud Aleph, and Eliyahu came and gave her a pot full of dinrin. Over there also, Osu Lehonis V'Mais HaNisim. And another Gemara we find, the famous Gemara with Reb Shimon Bar Yochai on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis in Shabbos, where Reb Shimon Bar Yochai had a tree of buxer right next to his cave, and he was nana from it. What happened to Osu Lehonis V'Mais HaNisim? The Yavitz over there in Shabbos and over there in Kedushin Daf Mem says, "Also lehanis mimaisa nisim." I am a shekasafti b'sanhedrin perek dinim omenus. However, in the Yavitz, even in the new Hagoyis for Kedushin, which has a lot of extra pieces of Yavitz, he just asks the question, but he does not elaborate, as it would have seemed from his other Hagoyis that he tells you to look in Sanhedrin. Perhaps he means to really refer to what he writes over here in Tainis Achafei Amar Aleph, where there's more sugyas of nisim, as we'll see, and that's what he's referring to. However, he asks the question in all those places. Now, what happened to the concept of Osu Lehonis V'Mais HaNisim? I was thinking that perhaps Rav Chiya and Rav Aishia, it's Mevurim, Psachim, Kufiyot, Gimel, Amud Beis, on top, that they were shoemakers. And there is a little bit of a mashmois in the Rashi and Daf Heim Ralph and Baba Basra, that shoemakers is not really such a fine livelihood, you don't make that much money. So perhaps we could ponder that Rav Chiya and Rav Aishia were actually poor, and therefore they had the Heter of Rav Yosef Engel or the Tiferes Yisrael, that it was a Shas Adchak every single week, or they were Aniyim. Derech Pilpul. However, the Yavitz does ask the question, and we need an answer for all these Gemaras. What happened to Osu Lehonis V'Mais HaNisim? Another Gemara we find in Menachos Daf Samach Tesem at Beis, Boi Rav Zeir, Chitim Sheyoredu Ba'ovim Mahu. And the Gemara comes out that the Shaila is Lagavi Shtei Alechem. Can you use wheat that came from the clouds for the Shtei Alechem? Rashi learns that it means that a boat drowned in the sea and it was full of wheat, and the wheat eventually accumulated together with the clouds into the sky, and that's why when it rained, the wheat came down. Taisus, although not so bothered by this Matthias, asks Akash on Rashi, and therefore wants to say that it's talking about Chitim Sheyardu Derech Nes Min HaShemayim. It's interesting to add to Rashi's chat over there that the Gemara over there in Menachos earlier speaks about the Avim that swallowed children and about the excrement of Sairim that came out and the excrement of animals, if it's kosher, and then it speaks over there also about an elephant that ate a basket, Pilchak Falak Fifa Mitzris. So the Indian of Bliya was going on a little bit over there. Perhaps that's why Rashi learned that the Chitim were Nivla in the oven. But anyway, getting back to the sugya, the Taisus learns that it's talking about Chitim Sheyardu Derech Nes. And the question is, if you use them for Shtei Alechem. On which the Agreis of Chedushim brings down over there, the Enei Shmuel asks Akasha, that what do you mean Chitim Sheyardu Derech Nes? Also, how would the Shtei Alechem be allowed to be consumed by the Kahanim? How would they be allowed to eat it? Similarly, the Minchas Koyin over there in Menachos asks, in the Sefer Al-Masechta, they have the Sefer Minchas Koyin, an earlier Achron, that he asks, so the Chayr, it's not Mimashki Yisrael. We know that Karbanas have to be something that Yidden are allowed to eat, and it's not Mimashki Yisrael. Now, according to the Gilyani Ashas, excuse me, and the Tiferes Yisrael, we could say that it's talking about B'Shas HaTchak, or Akabonim, it's talking about something that is Mutil La'aniyim. Because Aniyim are allowed to be Nenim from Ayat Nisim, according to Rabbi Yosef Engel's Chiddush. And we know that Taisus and Zvachim, the Shitasoi, Peiches, and Aleph says that something that's Mutil for Kahanim, even though it's also Yisrael, will not be a Chsarn of Mashki Yisrael. Even though Rashi argues over there, but Taisus, the Shitasoi, Akabonim will hold that something that is Mutil for Kahanim, and Hodin L'Chir for Aniyim, will not be a Chsarn of Mashki Yisrael. However, that's a chiddush of Yosef Engel, and therefore you have to understand what happened to Mashki Yisrael and to the fact that the Kehanim are allowed to eat the Shtei Alechem if it's also the Hanisim Ma'isa Nisim. The Stechemet brings a similar kasha with regard to the whole Nes of Chanukah. We know that the Nes of Chanukah occurred also, that the Nes of Shemen, that the Shemen was miraculously enlarged. A lot of different ways about how exactly the miracle worked, but without going into all the details that perhaps also the Hanisim Ma'isa Nisim doesn't apply when it's Derech HaTeva. But Pashtus, what happened to us, the Hanis and Ma'is and Nisim, Lagavi, the Shemin of the Chanukah? And again, over here also there's two questions. First of all, how did they use them? It's us, the Hanis and Ma'is and Nisim. And second of all, Stamazay, if it's also to use it, it should be a problem of Mashki Yisrael for the Shemin of the Menorah. As they fracked up Shleim HaKluger in the Sefer HaChayim and Simon Tarp Reshayin, and the Stechem and quotes it, and others ask it as well. Now, you could don if there's a problem of Mashki Yisrael in the Shemin of the Menorah, perhaps it's not Mamash HaKarbon, perhaps it doesn't have the Chsaron. There's what to discuss about that. However, that is what they ask. There's actually a third question, which the Tshuvas Das Sefer in Siman Kuf Yutes asks, that L'chayra, since it's also B'ano, it's Ksusim Echta Shiyure. And since we know that the Shemin L'Munayra had a din of 10 L'chim Yidoso, that it has to go the whole night, that means it has a Shiyur. So if it's also B'ano, there's a problem of Ksusim Echta Shiyure. Now, obviously, that's only going according to the opinion of Taisus and Yevamos Kuf Dalet and those that go with him, that even Nikbaran have a din of Ksusim Echta Shiyure. However, other hold that it's only if it's Chayiv Sreifa, and so on and so forth. But moreover, the truth of the matter is that with regard to the question about Asli Honeis, that the Shtei Alechem should be forbidden for the Kehanim to eat, and who are then maybe for the Shem Lamanero, you could say that it's Mitzvah Slav Lehonestin, or that that's not a problem on its own. However, the problem of Mashki Yisrael, that wouldn't help for. But I personally think that the din of Asli Honeis in Maisa Nisim, perhaps the Isli Honeis in Maisa Nisim, is not really a Isser Gomer. For example, at first glance, if you look at the Rashi on the story that we have here on Chavtal Aramad Beis, the story where they brought the sand, and eventually the sand turned into wonderful flour, because it was dire straits, Hashem made a nes. Nevertheless, he told them not to buy from there, the Maisa Nisim. And Rashi says, on the bottom right over there, Ubamada Efshal Yisrachik Mi Maisa Nisim Yaisa Taiva Nochin. The more you could distance yourself from Ma'isa Nisim, the more better and right it is. Now, on Omar Aleph, Rashi said it's also Lehonis and Ma'isa Nisim. Here Rashi says, the further away you stay, the better. So it sounds to me that maybe it's not really a steer, that Rashi and Omar Aleph also did not mean that it's an Isser Gomer. Just like, for example, you find on Daf Yer Aleph, Omar Aleph, it says in Tain, it's also Lishtamish Vishnei Ravin, Taisus says it's only a Midas Chasidus. And you find the Ritvan Megillah of Ches, Amar Aleph, and others that say that sometimes you find a Lashon of Isser, and it doesn't really mean a real prohibition, especially since over here it's not a Lashon of Gemara, it's only a Lashon of Rashi, and Rashi explicitly concludes on Amar Aleph that it's because v'moysin le'menas menachem le'mitzchuyosav. A person does not want to be menachem tzchuyosav in this world. In fact, if you look in the Gemara in the Nedarim Daf Nunam at Aleph, there was a story where Rabbi Yehuda picked up his mat where he was sitting on, and he showed the shliach from the chachamim that there's tons of gold or treasures under there. But he told him, I really don't want to enjoy this because le'nichali de'ishani mehadein alma. So the Maratchias over there in the Dharam Dafnun on top right away says that it's because of Asulahanis Vimaisanisim. However, Lachari, you could wonder, why does the Gemara say, Leinichli, I prefer not to do it. If it's an Isser, he should have just said that it's Osir. The Teretz is that it's not a real Isser. And that's why he says, Leinichli, the Leisani Behodain Alma over there in the Dharam. Why does he say Behodain Alma? Because the whole idea is, he should have said, Leinichli, the Isani, the Honisahu. The Teretz is, he's not refraining because of the Isser Lehanis, he's refraining because he doesn't want to have enjoyment in this world and be menachle mischiyosov in the Alma de Osi. And I think this is really, really clearly seen in the next Gemara on Chafeyim at Aleph, where the famous story happened with Reb Chanina ben Doisa and his daughter that she was sad because she put chometz instead of shemen, and he told her, don't worry, not to worry, Hashem that makes oil burn will make the vinegar burn. And what happened? The vinegar burnt the whole Shabbos, and on Matzah Shabbos, they lit a candle from it for Avdolah. As Rashi explains in the first skinny line of Chafeyim at Aleph, Hidlik mimeno ner achar lihonis boi v'ner shal maisa nisim kiva. Keichi da'avid of Yehuda b'chal da'avas midin, the above-mentioned Gemara we just spoke about. In other words, on Shabbos, apparently, it stayed lit. But on Matzah Shabbos, he lit another candle from it. Now, if you really think about this, the general rule is that if Reuven is made enough from Shimon, in other words, he's not allowed to enjoy anything from his friend Shimon, and then Shimon goes and lights a candle, the Gemara tells us in Be'ed of Lamatesam at Aleph that the Gacheles would be Osir, however the Shalheves would be Mutter. And Huadin L'chari, a candle would be like a Shalheves, and it would be Mutter for Reuven to be Nene from Shimon, even though he's not allowed to be Nene from Shimon altogether. However, Shalheves is not included in that, because it's aimed by Mamish, and it's not a direct result from Reuven. Or Shimon, I should say. This all beside the fact that maybe reading to a candlelight and such is not a prohibition that's included in regular Yisuri Hanoah, which has to do with the Yerushalmi and the Bavli that discuss in the end of Sukkah that a woman used to count her chitim to the light of the Simchas Beis HaShieva, and we're not concerned with Me'ilah, either because Kol Mar V'Reach Ein Bei Mishum Me'ilah, like the Yerushalmi says, or even according to the Bavli, that Yisur Me'ikotaisa says it will still be an Isser. However, there won't be any Me'ilah. In any event, that's all with regard to Me'ilah and such. However, the Shalheves, on its own, should usually be Mutter. Now, if that's the case, however, what if the Shalheves itself was forbidden? For example, in our scenario, where the Shalheves is a miraculous Shalheves, and it's also the Honesim Ma'is Nisim, the Shalheves itself should be forbidden. Like by Hektish, the Gemara says over there in Be'ah, that the Shalheves itself is forbidden. If that's the case, there wouldn't be any difference between reading from this candle or igniting a different candle from it. What did it help that he went and he lit a different candle from this candle? That's forbidden just as much as enjoying the candle itself. So what did he gain by lighting a candle from it? The Teretz is that it's not a real prohibition. We're not talking about a ner shel isurei hanoah like the sugi in Be'ah over there. We're talking about a whole different concept. That the more that you use ma'aseh nisim, the more you're being menachem mischiyosav. And therefore, the more you can distance yourself from that, the better. So therefore, the miraculousness of lighting the candle was just a 1 second thing, where if you would have used the old candle and not ignited a new candle, then it would be a miracle every second that the vinegars continue to burn. And that is why he wanted to light a new candle with oil, and even though he used the fire from there, that is not a miracle that he's extending, because that miracle was there at that second anyway. What do we see from here? That it's not a real Isser HaNoh in the Chefze at all. Rather, it's just a din to remove yourself as much as possible, to distance yourself as much as possible from the Isurei HaNoh. If you say this, obviously there's not going to be a Mashki Yisrael issue. In fact, Mashki Yisrael in general, some say that when it's only an Isser Gavra, there's no problem of Mashki Yisrael. However, this is even less than that. This is not even a regular Isser Gavra. This is just a din that a person should refrain from extra benefits of miraculous things, not to be Menachaloi Mitzchuyosav. Now, even though this sheds light to a lot of the things we discussed, because it's not a real Isser Gomer, now first of all, I should mention that a lot of what we've been discussing is found in many Gedolei Achrayinim. For example, the Mitzvah Eisan over there in Menachas Dav Samachtes and the Tshuvas Beis Sha'arim, as well as the Chidah and Midbar Kedemos and others, say that the din of Osu Zehonis and Maisa Nisim is only a Midas Chasidus, which falls very much in sync with what we're discussing. Also, there's another baby question on the Gemara here earlier on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph with the son of Rabbi Yossi the Min Yukris, that the poelim of his father did not have lunch, and he apparently was busy with the mitzvah, and he didn't arrive in time. So his son just said, Teina, teina, oitzi perisecha, and the fruits spontaneously came out of the tree. And later on, his father reprimanded him very seriously. However, what was he thinking? What happened to Osu Zehonis and Maisa Nisim? The Sharam Melech in his drushes, Derech Hashar, in the last drush, Drush Yud Ches, brings down this question from, I think he means Marash Alpandri, in the Sefer Taivalei Inayim. And he answers over there in the Taivalei Inayim that by a Mudr Anome Chaver we find that Pirei Odom Chayvish Al Chaver, even though he's a Mudr Anome Chaver, but paying off his debt is basically like Mavriya Chariba Alma. And he says that here too, it wasn't a direct benefit, a direct enjoyment where he ate the Nisim or enjoyed the Nisim. He just used it to unhook himself from the obligation to pay the workers, or unhook his father from that. And that is Mutter by Mudr Anome Chaver. Now, that is a very good part. If you learn Osu Zehonis and Maisa Nisim like all the Acharonim have been learning it. But if you say, like we've been saying now, that it's not really Isser Hanol, it's rather just a din to distance yourself and not benefit from miraculous things, so that would actually make us lose that teretz. Because then L'chayro, even if he is just exempting himself from paying a debt, it should also be included in Osu Zehonis and Maisa Nisim. For that, I guess we'll have to discuss some of the other terutzim of the Achrayim. For example, the Chido and others say with regard to the Mon and other Nisim, that if it was Nitin La'achila, there's no din of Osu Zehonis and Maisa Nisim. Whatever, without going into all the details, perhaps this would also be included in that heter. Another important couple of heterim we find in the Gvur Sari and Afchapeh Amar Aleph that says that the person who the miracle was made for is included in Osu Zehonis and Maisa Nisim. Others, however, who the miracle was not made for, can benefit from it because it wasn't made for them, so it won't be menachah them from Zechuyos Seyem. Many other Acharonim say a difference between a nest that was done for the Tzibur. This can be very well understood because if a nest like Lemoshel Makas Dam, we say that everybody was drinking it and it turned back into water for the Yisraelim. I Osu Zehonis and Maisa Nisim. If you say that those waters never turned into blood, which is a chiddush, then fine. But if you say that it turned back into water for them, then it's Osu Zehonis and Maisa Nisim. You could be mefalpel in that question, but Akoponim, if you say that a nest that was done for Gans Klal Yisrael, which is very obviously not Menachem Yisrael, because it was done for Klal Yisrael, it was done for Kfar Shemaim, it wasn't done for an individual to be Menachem Yisrael. Same thing applies to the Mon and other Menisim. And of course, the Mefarshim also discuss about the Eishat Saivadia and the Eishat Sarfasis. But just wanted to give a little bit of an overview on the Inyan of Osu Zehonis and Maisa Nisim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.